from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. It's still alive. Not dead yet. That's the assertion of several key diplomats about the ceasefire in Syria. Following the attack on an aid convoy on Monday, the 20 member states and organizations of the International Syria Support Group met for about an hour on Tuesday in New York and decided to convene again on Friday. According to the U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, the ceasefire is not dead. It's widely believed an airstrike was carried out by either Syrian or Russian aircraft on the 31-vehicle aid caravan that was headed to the Syrian city of Aleppo from the Turkish border. 18 of the trucks were hit. The attack killed 20 civilians and the head of a local office of the Syrian Red Crescent, according to the humanitarian organization. Russia's defense ministry denies there was an attack and says the trucks caught fire. In his final address to the UN General Assembly as the U.S. president on Tuesday, President Obama says the world must recognize that the same forces of globalization that have pulled us together have also exposed deep fault lines.
Despite enormous progress, as people lose trust in institutions, governing becomes more difficult, and tensions between nations become more quick to surface.
Visit VOAnews.com for more in-depth reporting on President Obama's speech. Despite Saturday's errant U.S. airstrike that Russia claims killed 62 Syrian troops, the Syrian government is upping the battle against Islamic State fighters in the eastern province of Deir Ezzor. Soon after the smoke cleared from the U.S. raid over the weekend, at least 1,000 additional Syrian soldiers were deployed to the besieged desert city. Syrian troops counterattacked Monday and Tuesday at one neighborhood near a mountain area that ISIS extremists temporarily controlled following the U.S. strike. This is VOA News. A new UN assessment says 5 million people in Somalia, more than 40% of the population, do not have enough food. Humanitarian efforts continue, but long-term solutions are needed. VOA's Jota Kapawa reports.
Food insecurity has gotten worse in Somalia since February, when the last assessment was released. Richard Trenchard is the Food and Agriculture Organization's country director in Somalia.
A total population of about 12.3 million people. We're seeing that 5 million of those are hungry every day.
He says the majority of those listed as acutely hungry are those who live in camps near towns and cities, having left their rural homes.
Today's figure, the 5 million figure of hungry people in Somalia, is about 20% worse than what we saw a few months ago.
Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.
Despite the bleak figures, he says ongoing humanitarian efforts have saved many lives. South African police fired stun grenades in Johannesburg on Tuesday as protesting students blockaded campus entrances and disrupted classes to demand free education after the government announced fee increases. Local media said the 31 people were released after being arrested for blocking a campus entrance. U.S. authorities are working to determine whether the suspect in Saturday's bombings in New York City and New Jersey has any foreign terror ties and what may have motivated the attack that wounded 29 people. Police arrested 28-year-old Ahmad Khan Rahami on Monday after a search they said focused on him because he was spotted on surveillance video at the blast site at another nearby location where a similar bomb was found but did not explode. Rahami's been charged with 5 counts of attempted murder in connection with an exchange of gunfire he had with officers who confronted and arrested him in Linden, New Jersey. Federal prosecutors have not yet filed any charges for the bombing itself. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio said Monday that Rahami was the only suspect so far and that there's every reason to believe the bombings were an act of terrorism. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump and Democratic rival Hillary Clinton attacked each other Tuesday as unfit to carry on the U.S. fight to defeat Islamic State jihadists. Trump spoke to college students at a rally in the mid-Atlantic state of North Carolina.
There were Islamic terrorist attacks in Minnesota, New York City, and in New Jersey. These attacks were made possible because of our extremely open immigration system.
Clinton, a former U.S. Secretary of State looking to become the country's first female president, alleged Monday that Trump's anti-Muslim rhetoric has made him a recruiting agent for the terrorists. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.